This is bullshit, what you're telling me.
Another prank. Another prank. It's another prank call show. They make some fucking funny phone calls. It's another prank call show. Yeah!
Hey everyone, it's Richard, and you're listening to Bonersode number 26 for October 11th, 2019. This one was produced by Fun Society Arcade, and I don't really have anything else to talk about other than I just found out that Cody No Name is a murderer. He was sending me pictures of dead bodies on Discord a few minutes ago. Anyway, who cares about all that? Let's get started.
Hello?
Oh, hi, Cindy.
This is Cindy.
Hi, Cindy. It's Sleeve with the maintenance department.
Hi, how are you?
Oh, not too bad. How are you?
Good. What's up?
Hey, I was just calling because I'm going to be coming by tomorrow morning to start setting up the new plaques on all the front doors. So I don't even know
what you're talking about, to be honest.
Oh, you know, for the new gender identification plaques that are going up on all the front doors?
No idea what you're talking about.
Oh, you didn't get the thing in the mail like about a month ago?
Well, to be honest, it would have been Carl who owns the place with me that would have gotten the mail, but, I mean, he didn't mention anything about it. What exactly is it?
Oh, shoot. Yeah, maybe it got lost. To clear up any kind of confusion, you know, we're just putting gender identification plaques on all the front doors in the building. And yeah, like I said, I don't have yours here in front of me, so I just needed to know, you know, which gender you identify with, and then I'll just, you know, that way I'll put the right one on your door tomorrow.
Are you talking? I'm so confused. So you're putting plaques on our front doors so people know what gender I identify with?
Yeah, that way, you know, it'll just kind of clear up any awkward, you know, mistakes or confusion.
Can you send me the paperwork? Because honestly, this sounds really strange to me.
Well, I mean, I'm coming around tomorrow morning to start, you know, putting them on all the front doors, so...
I actually would like to see what the paperwork says, though, because this just sounds ridiculous to me.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I mean, I can bring a copy over, you know, tomorrow when I'm there. But in the meantime...
So you're telling me that, so in case I answer the door, like, let's say I identify as a whatever gender it is, so that when somebody knocks on my door...
don't be shy. It's okay. You know, it's 2019, so if you identify with, you know, a gender that, you know, you don't...
No, no, no. I don't have an issue with how I identify. I just... I honestly feel awkward even putting it on my door.
Well, it's okay. Like, nobody's going
to
judge. Like, that's the whole point, though. You know, like, you don't have to worry about judgment. Like, if you identify with a gender that you don't appear as, that's fine. You know, nobody's going to judge.
Right, but I don't want it on my door.
Oh, yeah, no, it's not optional. You know, everyone's getting it. It's not just you. It's not like we're singling you out or anything.
But, okay, yeah, then you put whatever you want, because I think it's ridiculous. So I'm not even going to answer the question.
Oh, that's,
okay?
You know, that you're being insensitive. You know, it's 2019. We got to embrace our differences.
I embrace all genders. I think it's ridiculous.
Well, you know, it's
this
like...
This isn't coming from a point of prejudice. This is coming from a point of... it's ridiculous. People are people.
Well, why would it be ridiculous? Like, don't you want
to
know, like,
my gender is?
Well, don't you want to know who, you know, like, your neighbors? Like, don't you want to know for sure, like, what they identify
as? They're people.
Well, yeah, they're people. But they're also, you know.
I've lived there for 6 years. I've never knocked on one person's door. So,
but it's not just for the doors. If you run into them, you know.
Sir, I don't really want to have this conversation anymore. You can put whatever you want to put on my door.
Well, I don't want to assume your gender, so you just.
Okay, well, I don't want to tell you who I identify as.
Well, what about Carl?
You can ask Carl the question.
Okay, well, I'll just put two men on the door then.
That's fine.
All right, so you identify as a male. Just putting you down.
That's
here.
Not what I said. Don't misquote me.
Well, I'm
sorry. What was your name? What was your name? I'd like to have your name now, because now you're insulting me. What's your name?
Oh, I didn't mean to insult you. I just, you know, that's what happens when you assume gender. See,
what is your name?
If you had the sign on the door, it would clear it all up.
So you're not going to tell me your name now?
I already told you. My name's Winston. I don't understand why you're being so bitchy with me.
This is the most ridiculous conversation I ever had, Winston.
Oh, no, I think you're ridiculous. Like, you know, it's just a simple question.
I'm sorry, I'm paying for you, and you're calling me ridiculous.
Yeah, well, I mean, you know, it's like I didn't ask to...
Okay, I'm going to hang up the phone.
No, don't hang up.
I'm going to hang up the phone,
Winston. I forbid you to hang up.
The phone. you are acting completely inappropriate.
I didn't ask to see your genitals.
I didn't ask to see your crotch.
I don't need to be insulted. I don't need to inspect your crotchal region. I just need to know which gender you identify as.
Oh my God. Did you really just say that?
Say what? I didn't say anything bad to you.
Then I'm going to file a formal complaint. Oh, have a good night.
Oh, see, now you're being a total bitch.
Hello?
Hi, Tom?
Yeah.
Hey, it's Leave with the maintenance department.
Maintenance department what?
You know, over here at Dove?
Yeah, I don't live there anymore.
Oh, yeah, we know. I was just calling because, you know, we were doing a little work, you know, in your old apartment there, or your old condo.
Yeah.
And, you know, we had to tear out some of the sheetrock and everything to, you know, we had a kind of a hole in the wall. And I was just calling because we found your stash, and we were just kind of wondering if you wanted it back or...
My what?
Your stash of cocaine.
Bullshit.
What do you mean? Do you want it back?
You're full of crap.
Do you want it back, or I mean, do you mind if
of
we
course,
just?
I don't. I've never touched this stuff.
Well, I mean, there's quite a bit of it here. You know, it's like stacked almost to the ceiling.
No, it's not. Where?
In your old apartment. There's quite a bit of cocaine, and I think there's some weed in
okay,
here too.
It's not mine. You go ahead and call whoever you want. It's not mine.
Okay. Well, I mean, it has your...
It. I've never used it. I don't even know what it looks like, well, except for the movies.
Well, it has your name on it.
It does not.
Yeah, it says right here. It says Thomas...
So what?
Well, that's why I assumed it was yours. I mean, you know, you seem like the type that would label all your drugs. So, you know, I just put two and two together, figured I'd give you a call. Like, I'm just trying to be friendly. Do you want this stuff or what? I mean...
No!
We'll just pass it out in the building. You know, we could use it, but...
You know what?
Oh, I can't really hear you. What happened?
I'm going to call the police and have them come over and grab that shit, because I don't want you...
Oh, don't call the police. That's silly. Why would you call the police on yourself? It's got your name.
Who are you?
This is Sleeve.
I want your name. Are you a cop?
Of course not. I'm not a cop. What does that even mean? I wouldn't be offering you drugs if I was a cop.
I don't want them. So stop offering.
Well, I mean, it's not really an offer. It's just, you know, these are yours. So we can just mail it to you, I guess. That's probably illegal, but...
No, you're not going to mail them to me.
Well, I mean, what are we supposed to do with all this? We can't, you know, we can't use it up ourselves. It's too much.
Well, call the cops, have them come and get it. I'm not using it.
Well, I mean, but it has your name on it. And it's got your fingerprints, too.
I don't give a shit whose name's on it.
Why are you yelling at me? Man, you need to...
I will yell at you. It's not mine.
You need to calm down. Sounds like you need these. Take the edge off.
Hey, fuck you.
Hey, fuck you too.
Hello?
Oh, hi, Kenny?
Yeah?
Hey, it's Bobson with the...
Yeah?
And I'm just calling because I'm going to be coming by tomorrow morning, setting up the new plaques on everyone's front doors.
What are you hanging on the doors now?
Oh, you know, it's just the new gender identification plaques that we're putting, you know.
Okay.
Yeah. It just, you know, okay. It identifies you as, you know, male or female or gender neutral, you know, just all the different genders.
What if there's a couple that lives there?
Yeah, we can put both. But yeah, we just need to know, you know, who identifies with what.
Oh, because some people identify as being male or female no matter what they are. Is that what this is all about?
Yeah, or like some people, you know, they identify as, you know, gender fluid or gender neutral.
Oh, my God. That is so stupid.
Oh, that's insensitive. It's 2019. You can't say things like that.
I did, and I will.
No, well, that's sinful.
I mean, on 603, I reckon you just put a couple.
What do you mean, like two women or two men or?
A man and a woman.
Oh, okay. See, I don't know, you know.
We own 603, and there's a couple that's renting it from us, man and a woman.
Hmm. Yeah, I mean, but have you ever asked them their gender, you know? Because you can't judge by appearance.
Sure their gender's male and female, isn't it, Terry?
Yeah.
Yes.
He's asking.
Yeah, exactly. This is Karen. I own 603.
Oh, okay.
I mean, I have renters in there. I wouldn't. Yeah. What's the plaques for?
It's the new gender identification plaques. I noticed, you know, you just kind of took over the conversation. So do you identify as the man in the relationship? Should I just put should I just put two men on there? Or?
Who are you?
This is Winston. I'm in the maintenance department over here.
Okay.
And I was just calling because I didn't have your paperwork here, but I guess, you know, there's a little bit of a mix-up. So I just need to know what gender you identify with, and I'll just put it on your door there.
What I address myself as?
Yeah.
I'm Aiden.
I'm a female.
Oh, okay. All right. Yeah, I'll put a female plaque on your door then.
On my front door?
Yeah, yeah, we're doing it to everyone's front doors, you know, just to kind of clear up any confusion.
Is this a crank call?
Hey, can you tell Kenny back there to shut the fuck up? Because, you know, men are speaking.
Who are you? Excuse me?
This is Winston. And just tell him that, you know, the man of the house is speaking on the phone.
He just told you to shut the fuck up.
What did you say for me to do, asshole?
Oh, I told you to shut the fuck up and get back in the kitchen. Karen, just give Kenny a pat on the butt. You know, just...
Hello?
Well, hi, can I speak to the man of the house, please?
Why don't you just go to hell?
Hello?
Oh, hi, Jennifer?
Who is this?
It's Winston with the maintenance department.
Okay.
And I'm just calling because I'm going to be coming by tomorrow morning to install the new plaque on your front door.
And so
I just wanted to kind of give you a heads up, but also it doesn't look like we've got your paperwork here, so I just wanted to check with you, which plaque did you want on your door there?
I have no knowledge of plaques, I only know about new doors.
Oh yeah, yeah, we're going to be doing the new doors, but we're putting the new gender identification plaques, you know, on everyone's doors, and yeah, I don't see your paperwork here, so... We just need to know what gender you identify with so I can hang the appropriate sign. So which one did you want? Do you identify as a female or a male? Gender fluid? You know, if you just let me know, I can hang the appropriate...
And I'll leave my pit bull attack dog with my big old shotgun sitting right next to the door. And if you come anywhere near my fucking door, I'll blow your fucking head off.
Why are you using that language?
Thank you.
Your dog
knows
how
to... You're a fucking creep.
What are you talking about? Your dog knows how to use a shotgun?
Hello?
Oh, hi, David.
This is he.
Hey, it's Leave with the maintenance department.
Yeah?
Sorry to call you so late. I just needed to know we're going to be by tomorrow to install the new gender identification plaques on the front door. And I just need to know which one I should be putting on yours.
Oh, well, I guess... It'd be a female. It's my tenant.
Oh, okay. So you identify as a female. That's fine. Yeah, we'll be there at about...
I don't identify as a female. My tenant does.
Oh, no. It's okay. You don't have to be embarrassed. That's why we're doing that, you know, just to avoid any confusion, just to do away with all that. So, yeah, we're just going to be putting those gender identification plaques on everyone's front doors. So whatever you want, you know, no questions asked.
Okay. She's moving out in June. How do I get it switched to a male?
Oh, so you're going to be switching to a male? Good for you.
No, not
good for you.
Not me. Who in the hell is this?
This is Sleeve.
Who?
Sleeve.
I don't know who you are.
Yeah, I don't think we've ever met personally. I just work over here in the maintenance department.
I got you. Okay, you have a good...
You know, but good for you. I support your decision, you know. So when are you getting the surgery? Hello, Dorothy?
Yes.
Oh, hey, it's Leave with the maintenance department.
Yes, uh-huh.
And I'm just calling because we're going to be by tomorrow morning at about 9 o'clock to remove your door for you, your front door.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, we're just, you know, because we're getting rid of all the front doors in the building.
How do you lock people out?
What do you mean? Oh, no, there's not going to be a door at all, so you won't be able to lock any, you know, there's nothing there to lock, you know? It's just going to be open air. You're welcome to put in like saloon style doors, you know, like the kind of wooden flap things if you want. But yeah, nothing, no locks, no hinges, nothing.
You don't mean you're taking the front door out?
Yeah, no, that's exactly what I mean. Yeah, the management, you know, they just want to remove all the front doors, you know, from every condo. Because, you know, that way, like, it gets you motivated to, you know, introduce yourself to your neighbors and, you know, mingle and all that good
stuff.
Are
you kidding me?
No, of course not. Why, that wouldn't make any sense.
Well, what you're saying doesn't make any sense.
Oh, no, no. It does, if you think about it, you know, because this way, you know, like, you can just kind of welcome yourself on into your neighbor's house and vice versa and just, you know, just mingle. Get to know people.
Gee. I think I'm having a bad dream. This can't be true.
Oh, no. Wake up. Wake up, Dorothy. This is real.
Well, I'm going to have to move out.
No, why would you do that? I mean, you're not one of those antisocial types, are you?
Well, if it means antisocial to be able to lock my door so people can't come and walk out with my television set, my...
Oh, nobody's going to take your television, you know? I mean...
Oh, you know that for a fact?
I mean, everybody here seems pretty trustworthy. I mean, who do you think would steal your TV?
I don't know. That's probably one of the most ridiculous things I've ever heard. And well, please tell me that it's just a joke.
Oh, no, ma'am. Of course not. I mean, the...
May I have your name, please?
Yeah, it's Sleeve.
Steve?
Sleeve. McDykel.
Steve what?
McDykel.
How do you spell that?
T-H-A-T.
That?
Yep.
T-H-A-T spells that.
Yeah. Yeah, very good. You're a quick learner.
I want you to have the head of the board, please, to call me.
Oh, no, no, that's what I'm doing. I'm making all the courtesy calls.
No, I would like him to call me, please.
Oh, he's busy, though. That's why he...
No, I don't care if he's busy.
Oh, well, that's rude. I mean, he's a busy man. He's got, you know, shit to do.
Listen, this is a crazy joke.
It's not a
now
joke.
Stop it.
It's not a joke, ma'am.
I would like to speak with the man in charge of the board, please.
Oh, he's out banging a hooker right now. He delegated to me, though, so that's, you know, I can answer any questions you might have.
I have a question. Why are you continuing with this crazy, crazy joke?
What do you mean? It's not a joke. I don't understand why you keep saying that.
Oh, for God's sake.
So did you want us to paint over where the hinges are, or?
You take your little can of paint and jump off into the water, please, okay?
What does that mean?
Steve McDykel, right?
Hey, don't call me a dick.
What is that?
Don't call me a dick. That was very rude. You should apologize right now.
Hello?
Oh, hi, Barbara?
Yes.
Hey, it's Sleeve with the maintenance department.
It's who?
Sleeve with the maintenance department here in the building.
Yeah, oh yeah, okay.
And I'm just calling because tomorrow I'm going to be coming by to install the new plaques on all the front doors. But it looks like I don't have your paperwork, you know, for you and Ira.
Plaques? I never knew anything about plaques.
Oh, you didn't get the thing that we sent you in the mail a few weeks ago?
Well, maybe it came when we were on vacation and my husband was in charge of opening the mail and may have thought it was junk, but what?
That's why you don't leave the men, you know, in charge of that kind of stuff, you know, idiot husbands, am I right?
Yeah, exactly. Yep. So, I mean, that's the only thing I could think of is that he might have thrown it out when we had this 3 weeks worth of mail, if it was several weeks ago. So are we too late for this?
No, it's okay. Yeah, I was just calling because I didn't have your paperwork here, and I just need to know, you know, which gender you identify with so I can put the right one on your door there.
What do you mean, which gender? We're husband and wife. There's a male and a female in that house.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, okay. You know, we can't assume anymore. You know, it's 2019. So, yeah, if that's what you want. You know, we're putting gender identification plaques on all the front doors, you know, for every unit.
What's the point of it? What is the point of a gender identification on our doors?
Oh, you know, just to kind of clear things up and avoid any confusion or, you know, any awkward moments.
When are you putting in this gender identification? Right now?
Oh, no, it's going to be tomorrow morning we're going to start. Yeah, that's why I was calling.
Well, before you do anything to mine, I've got to talk to Erica a little bit about this, okay?
Oh, no, no, it's not just you. We're not singling you out or anything. It's the whole building. So, yeah, if that's what you want, okay. I'll put a man and a woman symbol on your front door there. It's just
I don't know what I want. Don't do anything. Don't do anything. Oh. I want to find out what this is about.
Well, you're not,
and then I'll tell you what you can do, okay?
Well, no, I mean, I have to start tomorrow, so, I mean, it's you know, something's going on your door.
What time are you starting?
About 8 o'clock. Are you saying that you don't know what gender you identify with?
No, I'm not saying, well, I don't know. I mean, I'm saying is that I don't understand this, and this almost sounds like a joke to me, and I want to talk to Erica about it.
It's not a joke. Why, that doesn't make any sense. No, it's just part of the new program that we have in the building, you know, to kind of make things a little friendlier around here and, you know, avoid confusion and things like that.
Okay. Well, I'll tell you what, when I get up, I'll go, what time does Erica get there? At 8:30?
Yeah, whenever she drags her lazy ass in here. But I mean, if you're transitioning or something, that's fine. You know, we can put a gender fluid.
Transitioning? I'm not transitioning. This is a husband and wife couple, and I don't know anything more about it. Well, do not put anything up until talk with Erica find out about it. And I will talk to her first thing in the morning, okay?
Well, I'm starting at 7 o'clock, you know, well before she gets here. So
you were starting at 8 o'clock a moment ago, and the building doesn't even open up to people until 8 o'clock.
What's the matter with you? What's the matter with you?
I'm very upset.
Well, you're being a bitch. I mean, calm down.
Don't do anything to this.
I mean, clearly you identify as a woman with how bitchy you're getting.
Who talked to him?
Is this you?
No, it's some other man. It's some famous man that I never even
heard of.
I don't even know what it is.
Hello?
Oh, hi. Is this Ira?
Yes?
Oh, hi, Ira. It's Winston with the maintenance department.
Wait a minute. How come it's not?
Hello? Turn your battery up.
Wait, hold on a second.
Hurry up.
All right. Can I talk now? I'll see if I can hear you.
Oh, did you turn your battery up? Can you hear me okay?
All right. Now I can hear you. Now, who am I talking to?
This is Winston. I'm in the maintenance department in the building.
I never heard of a Winston.
Hey,
okay,
can you
Winston,
tell?
Okay.
There's Mike and
hey, Barbara, can you shut the fuck up
down.
Back there? Hey, just Ira, tell Barbara to shut it. She's being distracting.
Do what?
He told me to shut the fuck up.
Well, I mean, we're trying to have a conversation. I can't deal with both of you at the same time.
Did you tell her to shut the fuck up?
Well, I did, but she's, you know, she's being annoying. And I don't want to say that the men are speaking because I don't want to assume your gender. But, you know, just tell her to get back in the kitchen.
All right. Now I'm speaking to Winston?
Correct.
All right. Have I ever met you before, Winston?
I don't think so. But, I just work here with the maintenance people.
All right.
I'd rather not have a gender identification.
Hey, Barbara, shut the fuck up. Just tell Barbara to shut the fuck up back there.
I don't want to put anything up.
All right, be quiet. Let me just get understand.
Pat her on the butt.
I'd rather have nothing than that.
Now, what is the purpose of your call?
I'm calling because I'm going to be putting a gender identification plaque on your front door tomorrow. And I just needed to know which ones I'm supposed to put on there, you know, man or woman or gender fluid.
A gender identification.
Yeah, you know, I'm putting that on all the front doors tomorrow, and we didn't have your paperwork, so that's why I was calling.
You don't have to put anything in there.
Oh, my God, Barbara, please just go away. Go bake some cookies or something.
What is your last name, Winston what?
Beauregard.
Winston Olegard, okay.
Yep, Winston Olegard, that's me.
Who decided there would be gender identifications on the front door?
The management here. I mean, we sent you something in the mail, but I guess you were on vacation. Barbara said that you were a big idiot and you threw it out thinking it was junk.
No, we never threw anything out. We never
that's what Barbara said. Are you saying Barbara's a liar?
Now, what's an example of a gender identification?
You know, man, woman, gender fluid. You know, like when you go to a public restroom and it has like men's room and women's, like the symbols on the door. That's kind of what it's going to look like. And we're going to be We're going to be putting that on your front door tomorrow.
Listen to me, Winston.
I'm listening.
Listen to what I'm saying.
I'm listening.
I'm going to say two things.
Okay, hurry the fuck up. I got other calls to make.
First of all, if you dare to put anything on my front door, I will immediately rip it off. I don't care what you put on my front door. I will rip it off.
You can't do that. It's mandatory.
Secondly,
if you do that, you'll be subject to fines and eviction.
As soon as I get off the phone with you, I'm going to be calling the building manager.
Why?
And why? I am going to tell him that.
Oh, you can't. The building manager is a woman. The building manager is a woman. You can't assume gender like that. See, this is what this is all about. Thanks again to Fun Society Arcade for helping bring gender acceptance to the residents of a retirement community. I think we proved that you can teach an old dog new tricks. And thanks to all of you for your continued interest in and generosity toward this ridiculous show. Bye. When everything is going wrong and you can't see the point of going on, nothing in life is set in stone. There's nothing that can be turned around. Nobody wants to feel alone. Everybody wants to love someone. Out of the tree, go pick a plum. Why can't we all just get along? Boys in the girls' room. Girls in the men's room. You free your mind and your androgyny. Boys in the parlor, girls, they're getting harder. I'll free your mind and your androgyny. No sweeter a taste that you can find than food hanging ripe upon the vine. There's never been an oyster so divine. A river deep that never runs dry. What you need, what you need, what you need, what you need, what you need. The birds and the bees, they hum along like treasure that twinkle in the sun. Get on board and have some fun. Take what you need to turn you on. Boys in the girls' room. Girls in the men's room. You free your mind and your androgyny.
Pat.